Welcome to Chamber Chat. This is Jack Llewellyn from the Chamber of Commerce. And for all things Chamber, simply go to DurangoBusiness.org. And we have in the house today, Dancing with the Stars, Leslie Carlson. How are you?
I'm good, Jack. Thanks for letting me be here.
Absolutely. Mindy, introduce yourself.
Hello, Jack. I am Mindy Walk, and I'm going to be one of the dancers this year.
One of the dancers. So when is the big event happening?
The big event is less than 2 weeks away. It is October 20th at St. Columba.
Okay.
There's two shows, as usual, 5:30 and 8:30.
Okay.
And the best way to get tickets is to go online to DurangoDerailers.com, and there's a little drop-down menu, and it'll take you to Dancing with the Stars, and then that'll take you to the link to buy tickets or to donate through Community Connections of Southwest Colorado.
All right. And all money raised goes to Durango Derailers, which does what?
The Durango Derailers has a patient assistance fund that pays for non-medical travel costs for families that must take their children out of the area to receive medical care.
And you know, and it's interesting because you guys do such incredible work, and I know some families that have benefited from the organization.
Absolutely. We average now about three families per week that we are servicing per week.
Wow.
In 2019, I'm a bad Durango Derailer steering committee member because I don't have any, I don't remember the other numbers, but in 2019, we had 190 patient visits, and now we are at three a week. Do the math.
Wow.
And so we should surpass actually the 190 because that's an average. We are now working through the Community Foundation of Southwest Colorado. Before, we could only work through Children's Hospital. But we became kind of our own entity. We still work with Children's, but there's so many other places that families need to receive care.
Right.
And we service the entire five-county Southwest Colorado and San Juan County in northern New Mexico.
So if, let's say, I know like the Shriners down in Albuquerque, I believe, is where the hospital is. There's one down there. If, okay, maybe not. I could be making that up. But so let's say they want to, the services maybe are no charge, but they need gas, hotel, all of that. That's where Derailers comes in.
Absolutely. And we have families in northern New Mexico that actually need to come to Colorado or maybe even Utah to receive services. There is a children's hospital also in Albuquerque.
Okay.
But yes, fast food is not good. Actually, I shouldn't have said fast food.
No.
But food, gas, and lodging is what we help pay for, which makes a huge difference in these for these families.
Well, and you mentioned it, but you also want them to eat nutritious, you know, eat good food, obviously, because they're there for the care and they need to have all those things that you guys provide. If somebody's interested in learning more or applying for help, what do they need to do?
Well, the first thing I would suggest they do is go to the Durango Derailers website, and it has the backstory. It has all the information anyone can need. And there's also, I believe, forms and information there to help families. One of our founding members is a pediatrician in town.
Oh.
And so she and her husband, who's a psychologist, as doctors, found themselves on the opposite side of the coin, so to speak, because they had a daughter born with a heart problem and found themselves being airlifted to Children's. And so that's how the fund started. And that was 18 years ago. Hannah is now in college. And so in the 17 years that we've done this, we've just continued to grow and grow and grow. And we have raised, I believe it was over $1.1 million at the last count in those 17 years.
Wow. So you have a dancing background or what? Because you're after me every year, and I always have great reasons that I don't participate. You know, taking care of my mom, a couple back surgeries, you know, gut surgery this year.
Jack,
how did you get involved?
Jack, you're just a wolf chewing off his own leg to get out of a trap, the way I see it.
Think?
actually, I do have a dancing background. I've taught ballroom and social dance for over 30 years.
Oh, wow.
I've been in production on several different levels for that entire time. And so that's how I got involved. And we've been doing it now. This should be our 11th year. We did take off a little bit for COVID.
Uh-huh.
But when we started this, there was a couple of us that had the idea independently and said, hey, let's work together to get this done.
Sure.
And now it's primarily me and my Durango Derailers committee that helps, which has been a tremendous benefit, having people that care about this and to help put on a great production.
Well, and I know that it's a fun event to go to. I attended it, I think it was last year, and it is fun, you know. And if you want the crazy performance, go to the late one.
Yes, the late ones.
I went to the early one because I'm old.
Well, you need to come to the late one. But our MCs are Ryan Phelps from Hood Mortuary.
Oh, he's a riot.
And Dr. Doug Miller, who is the psychologist, half of the partnership of the family that started this fund.
Okay.
And they are fabulous. And I will say that we don't let Ryan have any cocktails until the second show.
That's probably a good idea, just knowing how Ryan can be. So, Mindy, your dance partner is Chris Lyle of the El Rancho fame. So, Chris, here's a little trivia. Chris used to DJ for me when I owned Ico Ico Sound 30 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, when he was a young pup. So how'd you get involved in this?
I got involved back in 2016. I was actually, my arm required a surgery, and it turns out, and I'm a landscaper, so my surgeon was actually dancing in that that year, and they were professionally trained ballet people, and a client of mine got us VIP tickets, and we sat right up front and watched my surgeon dance with his wife. And they were amazing.
Yeah.
And, well, they most of the
Ashley
dancers
Lucas?
Are not professional.
It's a Lucas.
Yep, it was Ashley and Doug Lucas.
Yeah.
And ever since then, I got to see the, you know, the slideshow they play in the middle of it. And tear-jerking. And since then, I've attended. And every year, I'm like, wow, I just need to get more involved in this. This is such a great cause.
Yeah.
And is that year.
What type of dance are you doing? Are you doing like is it foxtrot ballroom?
Yep,
is it
we are doing learning. It'll be elements of, I should say, the foxtrot.
Okay.
And that's going to be very exciting. Thanks to Leslie, we are learning it somewhat. And it's going to be very entertaining. I mean, obviously with Chris, it's hard not to be entertaining.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Now, and if somebody wants to support your team, so to speak, we go to Durango Derailers and click on your link and donate.
Totally. You donate or get tickets and you just do in honor of Chris and Mindy. And then we will get the credit. So when you sign up to be a dancer, you're kind of one of the primary fundraisers. So it's kind of a fundraising competition and a dance competition.
Yeah.
And you really, I like to say, you really can't win without raising the most money. So anyone who's listening now, if you just go to that link and put in $5, it just all adds up towards Chris and Mindy, and then we just feel like we've done even more for the organization.
Well, and you're doing such a great, you know, great event. And how many dancers are there this year, and what types of dance can we expect?
There are 14 total dancers, which there's two partners each, so that's seven couples.
And good job on the math.
Isn't that amazing? I can count to eight as a dancer, so seven's throwing me off a little bit.
You're gonna kick me, I know.
If I could reach you, I would. But I do want to say that it's going to be a fabulous show. We have some beautiful dancers, and we also have some good entertaining people, because you have to have a mix. If everybody just looked like a great professional dancer, nobody would ever do it again.
Right.
So because they'd say, I can't dance that way. But five of our 14 contestants are Follies people.
Oh, right there, say no more.
So there might be a little bit of stuff going on in between them. But I'm just going to give a quick rundown, if you don't mind, of who is dancing.
Please do.
So we have Anna Denali and Mike Benton. Mike is the new VFW commander in the past year and a half.
And my neighbor.
Ah, there you go.
We have Martha Ann and Jared Rogers. They're actually from Cortez, and we're so happy that we're tapping into Cortez, because we do service quite a few families from that area. We have Kathy Roberts and Kyle with a C, Cody. And everybody knows Kathy. She posts all the lost and found animals for the Humane Society. We have Don Cast and Wesley Stein, Hannah and Brian Scarpella, Mindy Walk and Chris Lyle.
Yeah.
And we have Matthew Smolin, and we have Ashley's name, his partner, wrong, but I don't have it written down.
Okay.
So he gave us the wrong last name. I don't know. Shame on him.
Oh.
But they both work in the cath lab. He's a cardiologist.
Oh.
And she's a nurse in the cath lab with him at Mercy.
Wow.
So all you Mercy listeners out there, get in a support.
You need to do that. And you go to Durango Derailers and get your tickets and then, you know, and then support one of the dance teams. Mindy's here and doing a great job getting out and hustling the donations and making sure that that happens. Now, with when you do this, because I always say I thought I was dancing great till someone stepped on my face, but you can take anybody and teach them.
I can take anybody and teach them, and if I can't, I will write them a note for life excusing them. I've learned a few tricks in 30 some odd years.
Yeah. Whereas I know I've told you if I did it, I'd be dancing with a walker, and you said, oh, we had someone do it in a wheelchair once.
And we've had him do it with a walker, so bring it. And here's the thing. It's all smoke and mirrors for the show.
Sure.
It's 90% costuming.
Yeah. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I'd probably have a wardrobe failure or whatever. I'd be like, well, you didn't need to have that.
Well, if it helped, we can have a planned wardrobe failure.
Well, we could do that. Absolutely. And in the spirit of fun, I mean, there obviously is some competition because some of the dancers, and I know Steve Novotchek and Michelle Peterson, this is kind of how they met and kind of got together through dancing.
They did. They both came to a class I was teaching down at the Wild Horse, and that's how they connected. And Steve is a fiend. We created a monster. He said that he had set out for 56 years at that time is how old he was. He said he had set out for 56 years and he wasn't going to miss a dance.
Yeah. And
he's still dancing, and they won Dancing with the Stars. They raised the most money, and the judges chose them as the best dancers the year they danced, which was in 2018.
Yeah. Now, Mindy, what have you loved about this whole process and you know, learning? Were you a dancer before then?
Not necessarily, okay. Jack.
All right. And so what have you found that you love about it?
I love the, even if you're having a rough, hard day, when you meet up for practice and just show up, and it's just stress relieving to just, and have fun.
Yeah.
It's all about having fun. And then what I really loved the most is meeting everyone in the community. And there's actually been formed a secondary fundraising competition out of our inner meetings with people. I went to Colorado State Patrol and I was like, I think it would be wonderful if everyone who worked here gave $10.
Yeah.
And she said, Heather there said, I have a better idea. Let's start a challenge amongst the departments.
Oh, there you go.
To
PD,
see,
Sheriff, and State Patrol.
Yes, and fire. And so at the trophy show, so you don't have to just give in our name. You can also give if you want to do it in the police department or San Miguel Marshals, you know, you could do that. And then the fire departments and at the trophy show, we don't know what's going to come of it, but there will be an announcement of who wins police versus fire in the surrounding seven counties.
Well, and that's what's so fun about this because it is for raising money for kids that need hospitalization treatments and, you know, which is I'm the benefactor of all of this. And, you know, that's something that we all hope that we don't have to go through. But if it does, there Durango Derailers is available. So real quick, run through the who, what, when, where, why, and all that, and where people get tickets one more time.
Okay, Dancing with the Durango Stars, Friday, October 20th, 5:30 show and 8:30 show. All points and scores are cumulative. We do have three judges. You can buy tickets. The easiest way is to go to DurangoDerailers.com, read a little bit about what you're supporting, and on the upper left-hand corner is a drop-down menu. Then find Dancing with the Durango Stars, click on that, and then follow the link to purchase tickets and or to donate.
Awesome. Well, thank you both for coming in. Anything we forgot? We got about 30 seconds.
Just it's a ton of fun. You'll love it. And one year we would love to have all first responders as our dance competitors.
There you go.
But we'll make the exception to throw in one poor chamber dude in with them.
Yeah, we won't. But anyway.
There's going to be a silent auction at the show, too.
Oh, silent auction as well. We'll see. And that's all happening on the 20th?
October 20th.
Over at St. Columba.
Over at St. Columba.
Well, thank you both for what you're doing, and thanks for coming in. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jack.
Me and Chris.
All right. We're going to make a donation now and buy my way out of this. We're going to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. Have a great day.